This program is intended for mature audiences only.
Welcome to On the Minds of Men. I'm your host, Dr. Lori Buckley. Today on the show, we're talking about using sex toys to enhance your sex life. Our guest today is Alicia Denchasey, co-owner of Freddie and Eddie. Freddie and Eddie began as a website filled with great information, sex toys, and DVDs. But in addition to their website, they have a very special and unique store that I frequently refer to my clients. I'm here now, and it's fabulous. We'll talk about it more. Alicia, or aka Eddie, and her husband Ian, or Freddie, the owners of Freddie and Eddie, have been together for over 18 years. They've been on the Tyra Banks Show, the Discovery Channel, CBS, and a dozen more television shows. They believe sex and intimacy are integral to the happiness and longevity of relationships, and that these components should become better the longer couples are together. Kind of opposite of what we think it is. At one time, they would have scoffed at visiting an adult store or cruising the web looking for sex toys. Today, they realize sex is a beautiful and natural occurrence. They wanted to create a place that's sexy, discreet, and fun, where couples could come and enjoy a no-pressure, relaxed atmosphere to learn about and shop for adult products, and that they have absolutely accomplished. In the store, it's a garden patio with an espresso bar and a library filled with books of erotica, sexual self-help books, and romantic literature. Separated from the library by French doors, there's an adult product showroom filled with quality products that they personally endorse, and I believe try. Clients may even rent a DVD or check out a book from their library. Their store is in Venice Beach, California. It's open from 11 to 7 Monday through Friday and 11 to 6 on Saturday. They also provide private appointments at no charge with no pressure to purchase by request, so you can enjoy visiting the store in complete privacy. This gives you the flexibility to visit based on your level of comfort in an adult environment.
Tamaru, U-T-A-M-A-R-U. It's a Japanese creation, of course. And it actually, if you ever went to one of those Asian markets and you see those giant clams, it basically, and it's the tongue that hangs out. It kind of looks like that, but it really does the job. It's not going to replace you, and I get that sometimes from men that tell me that, well, why would my partner want to have a vibrator? I mean, it's saying that I'm not good enough. I'm like, no, does your penis vibrate? Or one of my number ones is called the Paul Shen Worm by Fun Factory, and it's a day glow green worm. Eyes on it, it smiles at you. I'm sorry, if you think that looks like your penis, you've got some other issues here other than adding a vibrator.
So welcome, Alicia.
Hello, Lori.
Hi, I am just so thrilled to have you with us today and to be a guest in your wonderful space that you and Ian have created. I know that our listeners are going to love to hear all that you have to say and learn all that you have to teach, because I know you know so much. And really, they can go to your website, they can get all kinds of information, but we're going to talk about, you know, some advice that you can give on the best sex toys and DVDs and how they can be used to enhance their sex life. So why don't we start with hearing about the newest and hottest sex toys?
Fine. There's so many to choose from, where to start. Let's start with, well, we have masturbation toys for men. With those, they've turned out to be a really great and unique product to bring into a couple's relationship. Because what masturbation toys have been around for eons, thinking it's going to just be for single guys and they're just going to be by themselves, so it's fine. But you know what? I know that a lot of guys always say they want their partners, especially to, I want to watch you play with yourself. I think that's really sexual, you know, let's see. And I said, okay, well, my husband believes that. And I said, all right, but it can be a flip. We can flip that also. I want to see you play with yourself and masturbate. And he's like, ew, why would you want to do that? I mean, that's gross, you know, that's my thing. And that's I'm like, no, you're in your sexual height and you're in this world that's just like just you, and you're feeling all this pleasure. So let me watch you a little bit. So he did. And one of the toys that we use is called a Utamaro. And it's probably one of the ugliest things you've ever seen, but it does the job. It's a really, masturbation toys basically have It's made out of silicone, has an entry and also an opening in the back, but it grips the shaft really, really tight. And it's also ribbed, so it gives the man a nice kind of grip and pull him back where it's kind of rubbing on it, and it has that little texture to it.
Wow, this sounds really great. So this is something that men can use if they don't have a partner, which is always nice. And they'll switch things up a bit. And it's something that you're saying to bring into the relationship can be fun for the woman to watch. I like what you say. I think there is sort of this double standard. And can you just repeat what that is called and how do you spell it?
Well, it's called the Utamaru, Utamaru. It's a Japanese creation, of course, and it actually, if you ever went to one of those Asian markets and you see those giant clams, it basically, and it's the tongue that hangs out, it kind of looks like that, but it really does the job. It's our number one product, actually.
Well, that sounds great. I'm thinking also maybe for, you know, when the partner, woman partner has a headache or something. Is it quite in the mood?
Well, yeah, actually, what's really great is what we're teaching our women also is, you know, there's this whole thing about giving a hand job. And when you do have a headache or you're not in the mood or maybe it's that time or whatever. So we actually have introduced another product called a Sidekick, which is another masturbation sleeve. It has these knobs all the way inside, these little nubbies. And basically just lube your partner's basically his penis and you put this on and you do this hand job. And it feels great for the guy because it's something unique. And it's really kind of makes it fun for the woman because maybe she's not in the mood, but yet she wants to please her partner. So that's another enhancement.
That's great. So it's something that makes it, again, different, but also fun and maybe, I hate to use the word, but maybe easier for the woman to give a good hand job.
Yeah, we want to always improve techniques. So, you know, let's try that a little.
I like it. What other are there new sex toys are there that are you think that can really help either a man or a woman or a just partner sex?
Well, let's see. I mean, there's another one that's really great, which we really promote is cock rings. And they're really kind of unique in the business, especially for heterosexuals couples, because, you know, they've been around for eons. But basically a cock ring, all it does is it holds the blood in the shaft for a longer and harder erection. And that's all it does. It's an enhancement. But now they're making them where you have a little vibrator on the top of them or on the bottom of them, which way you want to use it. And so that's great. So it's great for one, for him, because it feels great. Two, it has a vibrator for a clitoral stimulation for their partner. And you can either use it that way where it hits the clit, or you can actually turn it around underneath where the vibration hits the balls, basically, and as to use it in a different play, like giving a blowjob. So giving a blowjob, but yet you're getting the stimulation with this vibration on the bottom. It just wakes everything up, and it turns out to be a really fun time.
Wow, isn't it great? Just all these fun toys and different ways that we can play. We're sitting in a room right now, and I'm looking at, you know, feathers and mask, and so sensory kind of toys, which maybe we can talk a little bit about. I'm going to ask you a question, though, right now, because I think this is one that our listeners absolutely want to know. And because of all of your experience and talking to so many couples and also being in this world where you're exposed to things that I know I don't even see, and I'm learning so much being here today. So let me ask you, what is one thing that men can do to become a better lover?
Basically, the number one thing is to communicate. That's our whole mantra of what Freddie and Eddie is all about. Communication is a huge part. I know it might sound boring and you would think it's like everybody would know that, but you know what? As we grow older together, basically things, you know, change. And so if you're not in touch with yourself or touch with your partner to see all these changes, you kind of go in different ways and different paths. So the whole thing is about, you know what? You might want to do something a little more kinky or just something that kind of changes a little different from your normal routine. And so you need to talk to him and talk to him or you need to talk to her both together because you know what? It's good. Change is good. You're always growing and moving.
Yeah, I agree with you 100% on that because if you can't communicate, you know, in bed, certainly it's probably a little bit challenging outside of bed too. And I think that it enhances your communication all around in the relationship. And of course, we know how important that is. We also know that when it comes to sex, that it also is more challenging for whatever reason. And I think it's just because of, you know, society's views on sex and all the messages we've received growing up. So I'm going to combine that last question with what we were talking about here in this room with the other sex toys. And you know, like I said, I'm seeing some really fun things here that have to do with erotic play or sensory enhancement. So I'm going to ask you a double question here, which is, one, if somebody does want to, you know, spice things up and, you know, add some novelty, do something a little different or quote unquote kinky, what could they try maybe starting out, and how would they communicate that to their partner?
Okay. In BDSM, which stands for, it's an acronym for bondage, dominance, and sadomasochism. That's basically three different plays. They're not always together. Most of them are not. They're just single on there. But how what we produce it, or how we make people come into it in, as an entry level, it's basically sensory play. All right? So one of the things that would be great to start off with is a mask. All right. Once you put a mask on your partner, or it happens to be on you, you have to use six other different sensories. Okay, such as smell, touch, feel, all these different senses now, instead of just your eyes that you're so used to. So now you can kind of let your mind wander, and let everything else, your body, just the pureness of touch, affect it. So using a mask is great. Using anything could be a feather. You know, just a nice little feather duster, which you can trace down from the inside of the, or the side of the neck, down to the front of the body, in the inner thighs, down at the bottom of the feet, because the feet has all these nerves on it. And so you use all this for the partner or the receiver to kind of feel. Now, when you use that, they're communicating by their mms or like that, or so you're getting them, the partner, to actually come out of their shell a little bit to kind of express it. And then you can move from then on. It kind of guides you for it.
So what you're saying is, I mean, I love the sensory enhancement. That can really just make such a difference. And what you're saying is, be mindful. Not communication doesn't have to be just verbal. There's also this nonverbal, which I talk about a lot. I think the verbal is also important. But for people who maybe don't feel as comfortable, they can start out with the nonverbal to kind of guide them along the way. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. Even with the body, watch how the body moves. Is your partner there as you're tickling them going down the body? Is the back arching? Are the hips moving up? You know, everything. You just have to now look at the different ways and kind of read it, you know, because I know it's very hard for couples to talk about to each other, especially during sex, because you just never know. They don't want to disappoint one another. They don't want to get feelings hurt. So you need to just try to basically listen to what they're saying, or what you're hearing and seeing, basically, with your own eyes as they're expressing their body, because they're basically trusting you. With BDSM, trust is a huge, you know, because that person doesn't know when it's going to come. All of a sudden, that smack, and you're like, whoa, what's that? And some people don't even know that this might excite them, but they're like, well, okay, I kind of like that, you know? It's not even a fine line. There is a difference between a really abrasive play versus this entry level. This is all about learning about the body, learning about your partner. That's it. It's just another way of communicating.
And it also sounds like a lot of fun. You know, when it can be playful and it's like, you know, I'm just going to put a mask on you and I just want you to just relax and enjoy. And trying out different touches and different sensations. It sounds like it could be fun. And so while it might be a little uncomfortable at first, it can really add a lot of playfulness into a couple's sex life. So I am here with Alicia from Freddie and Eddie. We are talking about sex toys, how to enhance your sex life. We're going to take a little break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about vibrators and how to add them into your sex life.
This program is proudly sponsored by ExpandedLovemaking.com, your source for taking lovemaking pleasure to a whole new level.
Now, we're going to talk about vibrators. So let's talk a little bit about this. Alicia, what would you say to men who feel threatened or uncomfortable about introducing a vibrator into their bedroom?
I'd say, are you crazy? This is an enhancement for both of you for an already good relationship. It's basically bringing a little more fun into your sex life. It's not going to replace you, and I get that sometimes from men that tell me that, well, why would my partner want to have a vibrator? I mean, saying that I'm not good enough. I'm like, no, does your penis vibrate? Does it, you know, it's not that at all. It's just adding a little more fun to adding to a vibration to the clitoris, which a lot of women love. I personally do. I'm a clit girl, you know, I'm very proud to say that. You know, having your partner's penis in you, that is one great thing. It's fulfilling. It's really a connection for two bodies on that. But adding a vibrator, all it's doing is just giving a little bit more oomph to it. So you're just having a little extra fun activities. They come in all different colors, all different sizes. Most of the ones that I carry aren't even realistics, which means basically it looks like a penis. They're all like fun ones. They have like colors. They're different shapes. They could be even a little more alien to it. Or one of my number ones is called the Paul Shen Worm by Fun Factory. And it's a day glow green worm. Eyes on it. It smiles at you. I'm sorry. If you think that looks like your penis, you've got some other issues here other than adding a vibrator to it. And it's ribbed for more clitoral play other than a G-spot if you have more internal vibrators, because there's a clitoral vibrator and there's internal for G-spotters on that. So there's a huge gamut of different displays of designs and different kinds of powers, because some women, they can't deal with a lot of power. They just want a little bit of stimulation. So, but vibrators are just, once again, an enhancement.
And, you know, it sounds like they can be fun. And Fun Factory, I love that that's the you know, manufacturer of that one toy. So just do it. Just do it, because it's an enhancement. And if it's something that enhances, why not, right?
Yep. It's just, you're just adding something fun. You know, it's like you just, one of those days when you get a wild hair, you know, you just like, you're going to wear a pink shirt because you're going to add a little jazz to your day. So, you know, this is really a fun thing. And once again, it's going to help you communicate with your partner and go on that long journey. You want that long journey to go, you know, forever. But you know what? Things get a little boring. You know, it's just life. So let's change it up. You know, add a little vibration to it. You know, it has nothing to do about you. It really, that's a hang up that I think a lot of men have, and it really is not true. And maybe your partner or a lot of women won't get that because they feel this. You guys have talked about it a little bit, or she might feel ashamed about getting one. Maybe she'll get one for herself. They say, okay, this is for when you play by yourself. No, bring it in together. That's the whole thing. You want to experience this. You want to go the next step.
So the long journey, I think you mean long-term relationship or marriage. And when I introduced you, you know, your idea, you and Ian, when you developed your website and the store, is to have a place to really help couples enhance their sex life and have it get better and better over time, instead of lose its zing or its I don't know, kind of its attractiveness in a way, its excitement. And so vibrators are really a great way. I would agree with you on that. I have a question for you, another one. And this question is about questions. And I'm just wondering, because you do talk to so many people, I'm just wondering what questions men or women have for you the most. What questions do you get asked the most often?
I suppose, yeah, we do get a lot. I mean, there's all these different ones that's running through my head. I would think it's just basically, how can I please myself, or how can I please not myself, but for my partner? And so we talk about it, and really I get a lot of information. And sometimes when they come together, which is great, they would have never sat down and told each other what they're telling me sitting on a couch. Here, they're all, well, I kind of like this. And they're looking at each other like, you never told me that, you know? So we get the questions about which toy is going to make it for us? And I said, well, maybe none. You know, maybe this, where you're at, something that you're experiencing something new. That is, you know, the answer to that. But I mean, overall, the question is, you know, yeah, what toy is going to make it? What's the best toy? And it's really funny, because my husband will tell him, you know what the best toy is out there? The toy is, for guys, it's a dishwashing sponge and some soap. And he says, what's the best toy? He goes, because you know what? When the dishes are clean, then you're going to get a lot more sex, because now your partner doesn't have to worry about it so much. So we get those questions. We get some questions about how to enhance their lives a little bit more, or what is something new. The questions about how to bring their partner into a store to even bring in a toy. which is great because we never brought in a toy until 10 years into our relationship. And then I realized, oh my God, what was that? I'm like, I don't know. And he goes, did you just have an orgasm? I go, I don't know. I think so. So I get those questions. I get questions from women all the time about how to play a certain way, whether it's anal play or, you know, how to get a better blowjob, you know, because unfortunately guys think that they watch a lot of porn, and most guys have watched porn. It's just the natural being of what it is. And so they think that, yes, we want our heads jabbed down onto the penis till we gag with the gag reflex and throw up. That's what we want to do. That's really sexy. So, you know, we get these questions about that, how to do it better, you know, because they don't know. And there's really no classes out there. I mean, you know, from high school, learning about the body, about the anatomy and how to deal with it. Or how do I get maybe a certain smell about our bodies? How do you do that? Work with that? Well, it depends what you're eating. Are you smoking your coffee? I mean, are you having a lot of coffee? So we get all these, you think they're insignificant, but they really are an everyday life. So we get those questions. We get questions about, well, you know what? I'm kind of interested in maybe going with my partner to start swinging, but we don't know anything about it. What is that all about? And so we'll tell them. This is a kind of a nice haven for, we're going to give you the guidelines. We are a resource. And that's what we truly believe in, because there was nothing out here when we needed it as a couple. So either as a single person or a couple, it's like there's so many things out there within sexuality, but because of our culture and where we are, and even in 2007, I get so many people that don't even know their own bodies. I get women here that don't know where their clitoris is. I get men that don't know exactly, well, how do I keep an erection? You know, what am I going to do? What pill should I be popping for this? You know, and that's not the only answer. So we give them other avenues to look into.
Yeah, so what comes to mind as you're saying all this is, you know, there's so many questions out there. And it's funny because we live in a society where there's so much information, and yet, you know, because there's so much, it almost wipes each other out. We don't know where the good information is. There's a lot of misinformation out there as well. And so having good, solid resources and people you can talk to who know what they're talking about, such as yourself, is such a great thing. And I really do appreciate what you do. And speaking of resources, I just wanted to ask you one more question before we wrap up. I really would like to talk to you about adult DVDs. I get a lot of couples who ask about this, where the one partner likes it and the other partner doesn't. They're just so controversial. And I'm wondering what you believe are the benefits and or concerns about watching adult films, either alone or with a partner.
Adult DVDs are actually one of the greatest resources. Unfortunately, because most of the market, when they create them all these years, it's for jack-off materials for men, simple as that. So to get a partner, especially a female, involved into it, it's a hard thing to do because we've all been brought up, oh, that's only for guys, and they're all pretty cheesy. And to tell you the truth, they are cheesy. So, you know, to have something as an adult film become part of your repertoire with sex, it's a huge step. One, being that men are very visual. Two, women like stories and they want romance. Well, not too many porn have that or intertwined each other. So we've done a lot of watching, a lot of watching over the years. And I basically, even to show people or to use as a resource on our site or in the store, I only have a good maybe 25, 30. That's not very many in 5 years, okay? So we are looking for ones that can enhance for both women and men. So I have a whole line of educational line of videos called Loving Sex. The one thing about this line is that we love is that they're real couples making real love on the video, not porn stars and actors on a soundstage. So you can basically, you know, it's making it available for women to kind of feel comfortable, because that's what it is. Is women like, oh, I don't want to see that. You know, it's all, first of all, she's got fake breasts and, you know, this ooh, ah, and this fake orgasm and so on. This is not exciting for me. But then when you have an educational line, it's not clinical, but it's really kind of showing different topics about Kama Sutra, how to pleasure her, and so on, as some of the topics. Even topics of swinging. This is a good avenue for you if you're interested in it. Just have an inkling, but yet you don't want to possibly go to these specific places, but you can kind of watch and kind of inform yourself. So there's that line. I have another line called that we basically label docuporn. And with this is a line that we call by Comstock Films. They basically film a couple about how they got together, their whole relationship and so on. It's kind of like a little love story. And then it shows them actually making love. So it's really these true. They're not made up bodies. They're just real people. Yes, they are mostly pretty people. Definitely. They're a nice looking couple. So they're very nice to the eyes for both. So you have that kind of thing, docuporn. Yes, I have regular porn, which is full on just the contract girls that everybody knows, kind of from Wicked or Vivid and so on there, and they do what they do, okay? So you have that because it might be very visual for both the guys and the girls. Usually, that's a little more advanced down the road. So if you're trying to introduce it into a relationship, you're trying to a little more slower, but you never know. And most women, they don't quite know what they want. But until they watch it and have an open mind to seeing something, you know, you have to go with the flow. I have couples come in here, and one guy came in and said, oh, well, you know, she just laughs at porn. I go, dude, have you not looked at porn lately? You know, some of it is laughable. So laugh with her, because maybe she's nervous about it. And so she's laughing at it. And it is ridiculous. Some of them are just where the porn stars are, you know, European. Let's take that for example. There is a porn star named Nikita Denise, and she's just voluptuous, looks gorgeous, you know, very European looking and just lovely, right? But, you know, as soon as she opens her mouth, it says, fuck me good, you know, and you're all, ooh, no, let's mute that, you know? So you have those kind of porn. Nowadays, you know, you just got to try it. I also have to tell people, you know, when you watch porn, you're just only supposed to watch a little bit until you get hot and heavy, then turn it off. You're not supposed to watch the whole thing. You know? So that's really a one of the keys.
So, I mean, what I'm hearing, there is just such, we talk about resources. I mean, there's just, it never ends. And so the idea is when it comes to any kind of film, adult film, to really keep an open mind, watch different things to find out what you like and what you don't like, because there might be some things that you don't think that you would like because you don't know. But when you watch it, you might think, oh, this is actually not so bad. So there really is so much to choose from that you can always find something that will probably appeal to you and could definitely teach you a couple of things, or at least be a great tool to add that communication into your sex life. So, wow, just some really great information. And again, you know, your store and your website, so anybody anywhere can go onto the website, which is so fabulous. You know, when we have website stuff, it always makes it so nice. And if you do want to find out more about Freddie and Eddie's, or you want to purchase any of the products we talked about, or just, you know, all kinds of articles and information and films, just go to freddieandeddie.com. That's freddieandeddy.com. And of course, their store is located in Venice Beach, California, if you're local or you're in the California area. But again, just so great, just so much knowledge. I am going to be talking with Ian, the other half of Freddie and Eddie, the Freddie part. soon, we're going to be talking to him about how to have stronger and longer lasting erections. So I will be back, and I look forward to coming back. And thank you, Alicia, for joining us. Thank you for all of your information. And I also want to let you know, listeners, that you can go onto my blog, and I will be talking about some of the toys and things that I have seen today in the store, so you can find out more about those. So again, thank you, Alicia.
Well, thank you, Laurie. It's a pleasure.
And I am going to say goodbye for now. Thank you for listening to On the Minds of Men, and this is your host, Dr. Laurie Buckley. Bye-bye.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.